This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, for the last 11 years, his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of the society and giving them benefits of all the schemes without discrimination. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerana Sthal on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India. PM Modi said, saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefits from them.
Humne antyodaya ko saturation, yani santushti karan ka naya vistar diya hai. Saturation yani har jarurtmand, har labharthi ko sarkar ki kalyankari yojanao ke daire mein lane ka prayas. जब सैचुरेशन की भावना होती है तो भेदभाव नहीं होता और यही तो सुशासन है, यही सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय है, यही सच्चा सेक्युलरिज्म है.
President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said that this year 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for this honour, who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in diverse fields including bravery, sports and social service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the national programme marking Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Prime Minister will address the gathering on the occasion. Awardees of the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar will also be present during the program. Veer Bal Divas is observed to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzades Baba Zoravar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji, the young sons of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate anti-terror conference in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the two-day conference is a meeting point for operational forces, technical, legal and forensic experts engaged in counter-terrorism for deliberations on issues impacting national security and threats emerging out of terrorism. The conference is being organized by the National Investigation Agency. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister Manohar Lal inaugurated the Atal Canteen in the national capital on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee yesterday. Addressing the media, the Delhi Chief Minister hailed it as a major scheme for the needy and working people in the city, where they can have a meal for just 5 rupees. She informed that 45 canteens have started operating today, while the remaining 55 canteens will open in the next 15 days. The Railways has rationalised its passenger fare structure from today with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, ordinary non-AC, non-suburban services, fares have been rationalised in a graded manner across second-class ordinary, sleeper-class ordinary and first-class ordinary. In second-class ordinary, there is no increase in fare for journeys up to 215 kilometers to ensure that short-distance and daily commuters are not impacted. Meanwhile, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. A top Maoist leader, Ganesh Uike, has been killed in a joint security operation in Kandhamal district of Odisha. The top Maoist was carrying a reward of 1.10 crore rupees on his head. Ganesh Uike was a central committee member and Odisha in charge of the banned CPI Maoist. He was wanted in connection with several major Maoist attacks in different parts of the country. 5 other Maoists were also reportedly killed in the encounter. The Indian Army has issued an internal letter on use of social media applications by its personnel with an emphasis on operational security and responsible online behavior. Sources in the Indian Army said Army personnel have been allowed to access Instagram only for the purposes of viewing and monitoring. They clarified that no comments or views are to be communicated on the platform. In women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Thiruvananthapuram today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. The hosts have taken 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.